In front, back in, score, score, score! The Cavs are going to the conference final! 4-3 in overtime! Come on, Comet fans, let's hear you. We're going to Texas! 4-3, Comets!
Yeah, here's my problem. Here's the problem I've got, and I have a special guest who's on the newsmaker line with us. The gentleman that you just heard trying out his tonsils, Shane Alberani. Shane, first of all, welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, Brett.
Very good to have you. I'm a little concerned at the lack of the excitement level on the broadcast. Now that was the game that got us into the playoffs, correct?
That is correct. That was the Game 5 overtime winner against Wichita.
And then, I've got to tell you, let's go game before the last one. When they were there, were we down 3 in the third period?
It was 4-1 into the third period. Actually, the comeback really didn't start until about 12 minutes left in the third period.
Were you sitting up there thinking, oh, crud, they're...
Yeah, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't. But yeah. I didn't have the confidence wasn't exactly flowing out of me at that point. But we got one to make it 4-2, so you kind of perked your ears up. And then when it made it 4-3, it's like, all right, we've got plenty of time left. 4-3, we got them right where we want them.
Yeah, and you're right there on the bumper. And it's like you drafted up against them, and then you went around them. So let me ask you this: you've called a lot of hockey games in a lot of places. Was that game when we came back from being down by 3 with 12 minutes to go? Was that one of the more exciting things you've ever had the privilege to call?
Well, it's weird. It's like I still haven't even really had a chance to digest it because the comeback was so fast. I've been a part of comebacks where it's been you're down 4 goals and you in the first period and then you gradually just chip away at it and you come back and you win the game in the end. But it was so fast. It happened so fast. I mean, it's still not even kind of in my mind still how amazing that was that it actually happened. So I'm not even really sure where that ranks because it was so incredible.
Now I'm going to be honest with you. When I was listening to you and your call of the game last night, because we're again playing Allen, we have them here. Those first two games were down there in Texas. We would have come back had we lost the game. If we could have made the comeback, we would have come back down 2 games, and it's a best of 5. That would be really tough. But now we came back 1-1, and then last night we lost. But I'm going to tell you, I was terrified. Because we had them down 4-1, and then they started climbing, and I'm like, oh, no, no, you don't, no, you don't. And did we end the game down because they had us in a power play?
Yeah, we took a penalty with about a minute 16 left in the game. And, so that if it wasn't stressful enough, we had to add to that drama by taking a delay game call there with just a little over a minute left, and there was a bit of a controversial call. The Comets were skating down a man.
Yeah.
They threw the puck all the way down the length of the ice. It should not have been icing because the Comets were skating shorthanded, but the linesman called it icing, and that was a big momentum stopper because it stopped the clock, and it put the faceoff out at center ice, and it allowed Allen to take a timeout. So they were able to get who they wanted out there. So luckily, it worked out all in the end. The Comets come away with the victory. But, it was a stressful night. It was, you go up 4-1, but even in the back of my head, this Allen team is so explosive. They know how to score goals, and if you make mistakes, they're going to do it. And it's like there's now 40 minutes left, and they can make up those 3 goals. So even in the back of my head, I'm like, we need at least one more. Well, luckily, we didn't need it. We were able to hold them off, but I'd like to see a few more up on the board tonight.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Anthony Nellis, I know he made a comment about how it was that we finished that game because he said our penalty kill has been good all year. And I got to looking. Allen's power play was 1-for-4 on Monday and 2-for-17 in the series. I mean, when you're down in a power play and there's 17 of them, and you hold them off 15 times, that's no small feat.
Yeah, no, that's been the cornerstone of this Comet team, the penalty kill. But you know what? You can't run that penalty kill up so much where you're going to the box 7-8 times a game, where you know you're just going to wear out your legs. So the Comets have got to be mindful of that. They did a good job last night. I mean, outside of that untimely penalty at the end of the game, you know, they did a good job of staying out of the box, and that's what you got to do again tonight, because the Allen, they're going to be desperate. They're going to throw everything at us that you can possibly think of. So yeah, I mean. It's all hands on deck, no holds barred tonight. So we've got to come out, and we have got to, just like we did last night, get off to a quick start and then rely on that defense. But you also have to keep pushing. That's one thing the Comets, they kind of let their foot off the gas there in the second and third period. They allowed Allen to get back into it. But in the end, you know, it worked out well. But we just got to keep on pressing, and we can't let them get that close tonight.
Just under 4,000 fans were there at the Coliseum last night, 39-19. Is that pretty close to the allowable number right now?
Yeah, we're a little over 5,000 as far as capacity goes. But I'll tell you what, that 4,000 in there last night, it felt like 8. That was one of the loudest crowds, I mean, I can remember, even, you know, pre-pandemic. I mean, that was a diehard rockin' crowd. So I give much credit to the Comet fans for coming out. It was a Monday night. I know Monday night in the middle of June, you're not used to playing hockey, but they showed up, and they're going to do it again tonight. So, but there's still tickets available, so please get on out to the Coliseum tonight.
You hear Shane every time the Comets are on WoWo, and he will be on here with us tonight at about 7:30. So for those of you that can go to the game, get out there. For those of you that can't, Shane Alberani will be carrying the game. And you do such a great, great, great job. Let me ask you a question. I saw you, we're friends on Facebook, which that's going to make your credibility go way down when people find that out. But you were posting that you thought it was time a game or two ago to bring out the Bob Chase headphones. And you did that, right?
Yeah, I did that for game three against Wichita, and the Comets won 3-0.
Yeah.
To set that up for a series win. So it doesn't happen very often. I'm going to make a prediction. I think they may get dusted off tonight. We need a little bit of extra help from the man upstairs, and we're going to see if we can't call on Bob to give us a little more luck tonight.
Yeah, that all is going to happen about 7:30. So listen, folks, 3,900, good crowd last night, but you can get another 1,100 in there. So if you can get to that game tonight, get to that game tonight, but don't come if you're not going to be loud, okay? I want to hear you people over Shane when he's screaming and hollering when something good happens, as we just heard on our audio. That's a little difficult to do. But Shane, it means a great deal to us, first of all, that the Comets are winning, that they're in the playoffs to the extent that they are, because, Shane, we kind of got a slow start to the season.
Yeah, well, you know, we didn't start till the middle of February, so everybody had a head start on us. So, you know, this has been, you know, the most awkward of seasons. It's going to go down as one of the craziest ones ever, obviously, for obvious reasons. So,
yeah.
You know what, let's just keep on, you know, making this season memorable and keep on playing. And the Comets have got a chance to make it to the finals tonight with a win. And that'll be the first time the Comets have been to the Kelly Cup final since joining the ECHL a decade ago. So
wow.
this is a historical thing that's coming down. So that's why I'm telling everybody to come on out to the Coliseum tonight.
The Atlanta, South Carolina Stingrays have already punched their ticket to the finals. So they're sitting there waiting to see if they're going to be playing the Comets or Allen. And I'm convinced I'm much happier if they're playing the Comets. If we win tonight, we might buy an extra day or two of rest before everything gets started with the Stingrays, because they're just sitting out there resting and waiting.
Yeah, they won their series last night against Greenville. And South Carolina, that's an interesting story too, because they were the last team to qualify for the playoffs. They were out with a week left in the season, and they managed to sneak into that fourth seed in the Eastern Conference. So
wow.
They're a story all on their own. And the Comets here, you know, it's nice. You know, you've got the series lead. You have a chance here tonight. Game five, if necessary, would be tomorrow. But I'm sure the boys want to take care of business tonight. It's nice to have that game in your pocket. But
yep.
You got them down. You got the home crowd. And you have a chance to get a day of rest. And that's what these guys have not had since the playoffs started. It has been a brutal schedule. And so that's what also makes this unique. You normally don't play this many games right on top of each other, including traveling on top of it.
Right.
And the guys somehow came out last night, and they dropped four on them in the first period, and it didn't look like they had taken a long bus ride or we had been playing all these games. I mean, it was pure determination. And there's a lot of guys, a lot of veterans on this team. You know, I think of A.J. Jenks, John Sadlowski, and Justin Vive. I mean, they're ECHL royalty. They've been in this league a long time, and this is their chance. So, you know, that's another thing. You know, a lot of the younger guys are going to be playing for those guys as well tonight.
Well, I will tell you this, and we got about a minute left. We're talking to Shane Alberani from WoWo Radio that does our comments games. And Shane, when I think about that incredible comeback, down three with 12 minutes to go, to tie and take it in the tiebreaker, to sit there and to deny so many goals when you're down a man 17 times, and they're only successful 2 out of 17 against the Comets. You don't do stuff like that just so you can come back here to Fort Wayne and then lose the games. They have done what they've done, which sets them up to make it all worthwhile tonight. Tonight, I think, is the most pivotal game of their whole season.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I mean, just like Game 3 against Wichita, you know, we came back. It was 1-1 coming back to Fort Wayne. You had the next three games. You shut out Wichita the next night, 3-0. You set up for a Game 4 win, and Wichita pulled it out, and we had to go to 5, and we had to go to overtime. So we don't want a repeat of that. So the Comets now, they've got their chance. They know what Allen is all about. They know how to beat him. They've done it twice. So what better time to do it in front of the home fans? And you know, it's been nice, even though the Comets didn't technically have home ice advantage, but with everything travel wise and everything, you know, the Comets do get three home games in a row. They are setting this up to be something special here. But you know what? We just got to get it done. We got 60 minutes here tonight. And we've just got to they just got to come out and firing like they were last night. And it's going to be a good night if we do that. But this Allen team is very tough. They are tough, and they are going to go down swinging. So it is going to be a pretty colorful game tonight. So
there you go.
If you can get there, I would get there tonight.
Yep, get there. Let's do the 5,000 that we can do. If you absolutely cannot, 7:30 tonight, Shane Alberani live from ringside at the Fort Wayne Comets taking on Allen and beating them tonight. And that's here on WoWo at 7:30. Shane, thanks a ton. I appreciate you, sir.
Oh, no problem. Thanks a lot, Pat.
Yep.
Podcasts by Federated Media.